Happy Pie.
Nova Scotia's soul food is the subject. Journalist Sandra Finney calls it the ultimate comfort food and is here to tell us all about it. Good morning
Hi,
to you.
Hi, Roy. How are you today?
I'm okay, Sandra.
That's good.
Listen, great article. The photos are absolutely fabulous. And for those who are listening, you can go to TTRN.com and see her article more in depth. And the photos are there, of course. Rappy pie. Let's go. Let's start off. I don't know how many people are familiar with that, but as you say, it's Nova Scotia soul food.
Well, Roy, let me give you just a bit of a background and a bit of a description about this quite crazy food called rappy pie. First of all, when we think of pie, we think of something like blueberry, rhubarb, strawberry, whatever, in between two crusts,
right.
Flaky crust, and this
right.
is very, very different. So you can't think in terms of pie, okay? It's made with grated potatoes. And what happens, you grate the potatoes with a fine grater, then squeeze out the liquid, and then you end up with this whitish-gray potato pulp, raw. To that, you add, somebody would have cooked a huge chicken in a big pot of water with salt and pepper and onions and good things, and then you add the boiling broth, this chicken broth, to this white potato pulp.
Uh-huh.
And then you mix it, and then in a huge pan, you would then grease a pan, put a layer of this thick white goop, followed by a layer of chicken that you've pre-cooked,
right.
And followed by another layer of this kind of a soupy potato pulp because you've added this hot broth. And it's cooked for about 3 to 4 hours in quite a hot oven.
Now, it's chicken they use?
Chicken is what most people use today, Roy. Although,
but you could vary to beef or something if you wanted
to. Well, oftentimes people will put beef or pork, rabbit,
right.
Goose, duck. In the olden days, moose and deer were also used.
Right.
And on one shore, in the Clare region, which is one of the Acadian regions in southwest Nova Scotia, they also use clams, and it's delicious.
How interesting.
And I've had it just about every which way. When I make it myself, I usually make it with chicken, and then we would dot the top with salted pieces of pork, and as it cooks, it will get bubbly and have a wonderful golden brown crust. It's not appealing on a plate, because it really looks like a big glob of gray glue.
Right. You say that the visual aspect is not much, but it's all about flavor, tradition, and homecoming family.
Exactly.
And the Acadian pride in preserving this recipe.
Exactly. And if you just mention the word rappy pie, really, people's eyes just light up. And it's such something that's associated, like you said, with family and tradition and homecoming. And any excuse to make a rappy pie, we do, whether it's a wake or, a birth, a death, birthday, Christmas, New Year's, any old reason. I had a gathering of women a few days ago last week, and I mentioned rappy pie. Whew, and it didn't take long for 7 women to show up on my doorstep for lunch. Yeah, it's great food.
You say that it's a French Acadian dish,
yes.
But there are different views about its origin. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's a little difference. One of our authors, our famous author, Edith Tufts here in the region, an Acadian author,
She
believes that rappy pie was introduced to our communities after the deportation. That would be around 1755, but before the Acadians came back. So after the Acadians were deported, she feels that there likely were quite a few that were stranded in the Boston area. And I remember talking with her once, and she said, mentioned that pretty little Acadian girls met up with some German soldiers stationed there, and it was through them that they got this recipe for what we now call rappy pie, grated potato pie.
Okay.
And, of course, after they came back to Nova Scotia, after the deportation, it was common to grow potatoes. It really was a staple of our diets.
Right.
And so she said it was a natural thing for them to adopt this new recipe. Alain Muse, a well-known columnist in this area and also a Roppy Pie aficionado. He's an expert Roppy Pie maker, claims to make the best in the world, and I would say he's right up there with the top 10. Anyway, he thinks that the history can probably be traced to the Acadians who came from Brittany and Normandy.
Because, you know, in Britain, they've always had steak and kidney pies. In Ireland, shepherd's pie. But they looked a little bit more like pies with a crust. This is obviously not that.
I've heard him describe to people when, you know, because it's such a struggle to try to describe this dish, it really almost defies description, he'll say, well, imagine a giant latke, 5 inches thick with chicken in the middle. So that's how he
describes that's a pretty good description.
And it's probably a connection to the latke, you know, through old German Jewish family. So who knows?
Now, what about restaurants? Can you get it in a restaurant, or is it something you just make at home?
Well, you can certainly get it in a restaurant in the Acadian communities and Yarmouth in southwest Nova Scotia, but Roy, I've traveled pretty well across the country. I have never seen this in any part of Canada except southwest Nova Scotia, so that's quite unique. And so we have restaurants in the Clare region, Yarmouth, Pubnico, and Wedgeport. There's about a 40-mile radius in southwest Nova that serve Roppy Pie. And, of course, hundreds of people make it at home. It's easier today because there are companies that do the pulp commercially. So in our local stores, we can buy potato pulp. So it means we don't have to grate by hand a 50-pound bag of potatoes. And we can just make it using the pulp that's already been prepackaged for us. But you can't find this pulp in other stores in Nova Scotia, and certainly not anywhere else in Canada. So it's right. it's a regional dish. That's a specialty to here.
Tell us a bit about the area, if you will.
Well, we've got two main areas of Acadians in our part of the world, what I refer to as southwest Nova Scotia. And one is in the Clare region, and that consists of a whole string of small villages. It spans maybe a 40-mile radius from the tip of Nova Scotia, the southern tip, and we refer to that as the French coast or the French line.
Right.
And so there are, I can't remember the number of communities, but we'll say 15, 20 small villages, Sonyville and Mategan, and it goes on. And in this region, there are some incredible, extraordinary churches. Do I have a minute or two to tell you about a couple?
Sure, please do.
Because it really is one of the defining features, I think, of the Acadian communities in our region, these magnificent churches on both shores. But this one in particular fascinates me. And in fact, I was at this church just 3 days ago. I've been there many times. But it's the largest wooden church in North America. It was built in 2 years, between 1903 and 1905, with 1,500 volunteers. Imagine that. And the fascinating thing is that the master carpenter, his name was Leo Melanson, he could neither read or write. But he built this church from the blueprints of a church that was made of stone in his native home in France. It's an incredible structure. And also, there are huge columns inside the church. One reaches 70 feet, and it's made of Norwegian red spruce trees. So inside the column's a spruce tree, and outside it's covered with plaster. It's a magnificent piece. There's 41 stained glass windows. The organ was built by Casaubon Brothers in Quebec, and is only one of six models in Canada. And another sweet story is that the artist, there are all kinds of religious symbols that are painted on the ceiling, painted by a gentleman called Louis Saint-Hilaire. He was terrified of heights, so imagine being 70 feet up in the air, so he always brought with him a large bottle of wine, and he drank it to calm his nerves while painting. Anyway, it's a glorious church, and this is in a village of about 400 people, and that's what's so extraordinary. Dotted along the coast of Nova Scotia, these magnificent churches built by the Acadian communities, And they're huge cathedrals, and but very small communities. It's a beauty. But I'm babbling a little bit. A thing that strikes me about the Acadian culture is their strong sense of roots, and it comes out through music and song and dance. And they have very famous kitchen parties. So in either shore, you're likely to be invited to someone's home for a kitchen party, or you can go to a museum or a legion, and there's always dance and song and things that are going on almost every night of the week. It's such a delight.
Just lovely.
What else can I tell you about these two communities?
Well, I think what we're going to have to do, Sandra, we're going to have to continue this at another time, because unfortunately we've run out of time. But the whole article is up on our website. And once again, if you go to ttrn.com, click on Destination Canada, you can read it and you can see all the photos. And you know what, Sandra? It would be fun to have you back again, and we can continue this.
Oh, my goodness, Roy. I'd love to, because I have barely scratched the surface. I want to invite everyone to come to Nova Scotia and to meet the Acadians and take part of their culture. It's so special.
Well, I'm sure everyone appreciates that, and I guess after they read their article, they may just be lined up at your door for some pie.
Let's hope so.
Thank you, Sandra. Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, that's kind of interesting if you're a little bit of rappy pie in Nova Scotia. So we'll have to go check out Sandra's article, and you'll really get a feel for it. We got to go to break. We'll be right back, and when we take you back, we're going to take a little trip to Jordan mentally.